ups and downs of life here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Jennifer will be back on Monday. Ken Kessler is here with us, as well as Roberta Fasanelli. The TSA is at it again.
What are they doing now?
The TSA has decided that they don't want people to use pepper spray.
Pepper spray, right.
Right. I don't know how you can tell. I guess it's in the liquid content. The spray, you're not supposed to bring sprays. Like, you're not supposed to bring water or drinks or
so
liquid.
The TSA doesn't want you to bring pepper spray onto the airplane.
Right.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Okay. So here's the latest installment in the popular TSA Follies here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's security theater at its finest. Comes from JFK in New York, where a TSA agent discharged pepper spray that was discovered at a checkpoint. According to the sources at the Port Authority, the agent, his name is Chris Ives, he was playing around with the pepper spray that he had taken from one of the people getting onto a plane. Put it through, took it out of the bag, put it in, they have the big barrels that they throw everything in.
Right.
It's not supposed to be on the plane. So this guy picks it up and wanted to figure out whether it was real or not. So he, in fact, didn't know it was pepper spray because he hadn't been the one. I guess it wasn't him that took it off of somebody else. Before that person got to him, he wanted to figure out whether it was a laser pointer. You know how they have these pointers with the red dot that goes on the wall and you can follow along? So to test his hypothesis, he proceeded to spray five of his other TSA agents. And as a result of that, they all took a trip to the local hospital.
That's awesome.
Spokesperson for the TSA said, quote, "Yesterday, out of an abundance of caution, six TSA officers were transported to a local hospital after being exposed to pepper spray."
Why were they taken to the hospital?
Well, because pepper spray can sometimes knock you on your butt. Not good for you.
So what?
But see, they didn't know what it was, Richie. They didn't look at it. It wasn't labeled.
Okay.
It was just liquid in a bottle, and it had a button on it. So this guy.
My brother's a cop, and as part of your training, you have to be maced.
Right.
But
you're talking about people who are trained. You're not talking about the TSA. The TSA doesn't. They have.
They didn't even know what it was. So that shows you how much training they have.
The TSA is there to do one thing, and that is to harass passengers for the most part.
That's so.
Take home a paycheck. It's welfare for people who can't find a job doing anything else. For the most part. I'm so critical of these people that drive me so nuts. Once in a while, you find somebody who's fun to talk to.
Where was this?
This was in New York City at JFK.
Oh, no. So it wasn't one of those, hey, Bubba, watch this.
No, you'd think there'd be a lot of people in New York that would know what pepper spray was.
Yeah.
And
one would think, wouldn't one?
One would think, yes, one would. I mean, think about going down the streets of New York.
And I would have loved to seen, I hope that there are surveillance cameras of this, because can you imagine the lines of people waiting to get through the security there?
Right.
And when they see all of the agents fall down on the ground writhing
and
burning eyes, and all it does is make your eyes burn. It
doesn't,
no real pain. I mean,
yeah. All right, so
that's funny.
Here's something from the I wish I could get a job like this department. There's a new hotel opening up in Finland, and they're looking for a special person to work for my looks like 5-6 weeks maybe. A professional guest. This person will stay in the hotel. It's in Helsinki, Finland. You stay there as a professional sleeper for 35 nights to test out the rooms and then write all about it on Twitter and Facebook. The hotel manager says he thought that this is a great stunt to help promote the hotel. They want people to stay long term. So, I mean, I don't know. What's the longest you ever stayed in? I think the longest I ever stayed in a hotel was 4 nights. But a lot of people go away for a couple of weeks. They stay in the same hotel. So you have this person has to be able to speak fluent Finnish and English, Russian also would be a plus because they're, you know, Finland's right next door to Russia, and a lot of Russians who are wealthy go to Scandinavia to escape the rigors of daily life.
Right.
They take a lot of time and spend a lot of time, and there are people that are quasi-permanent residents. It's kind of like people who live in America that have houses down the Caribbean. That's really what the idea is. And there are a ton of wealthy Russians now. China, the classes, you know, it's supposed to be in communist countries, there are no classes. That was one of the reasons communism has failed as miserably as it has, because people who have money or who make money want to be able to enjoy the money. And if you're in a communist society, you're not supposed to. Everybody's supposed to have the same thing. If you've ever been in a communist country, how many people have ever been in a communist country? Raise your hands. Am I the only one?
Maybe I'm the only one. The only one.
Okay. So one of the things that you note when you go into places, whether it's China or Russia, and basically it was the Russians who started this, and when the Chinese went communist, they hired the Russians to come in and do what they had done in the major cities in Russia. And that was to build apartments or buildings, living quarters for people that were all exactly the same. So you go into any major city in Russia and you see miles and miles and miles of these buildings that are residents, basically dormitories for people who work for the state. Everybody has the same furniture. Everybody has the same wall coloring. Everybody has basically the same trappings. You can go through rows and rows and miles of homes, and they all look the same. And I was remembering driving around a couple of places in China when I was there and saying to our guide, "Where those buildings, this is, they look just like the Russian building." The guy says, "Yeah, the Chinese hired the Russians to come over and build these places that all look the same." And that was one of the things that I noted most about Beijing. It was a lot like Moscow in many ways, including being filthy. Moscow is the filthiest place I've ever been in my life. And the main cities in China also. One thing that they don't talk much about is the fact that their cities, I don't know what they do with their money.
When they had the Olympics there, they talked about that quite a bit, that they had to spend a year basically cleaning up the streets, getting the gum off of the streets, and then getting the homeless and the poor off of the streets and moving them out to the suburbs.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is amazing when we think that everybody lives like we do. I mean, we have a lot of places in our country that we're not proud of. Here in, we go down to South Central L.A., and it's really pretty horrible. But it isn't, it doesn't bring me to near as much of a place of a horror as I saw when I was in Moscow. Not so much in Leningrad, but when you go out into these people just don't have any money. You go into places in Western China, where there's big agriculture. These people, some of them live on $100 a year.
Yeah.
Think about
how they're self-sustaining. It's the same thing in Colombia when I go down to my wife's place down there.
Yeah.
You go out into the middle of nowhere, and what is money to them?
They don't need money.
They have the cows, the chickens, the land.
Spend it on.
Yeah. I mean, they basically are self-sustaining.
Yeah. We so are focused on how we live and what life is like here, and it's so different as you go around the world, and yet we tend to, because we only have a third of our population has passports. In most countries, especially in Europe and in Asia, they have 80% of the population.
Yeah, but in Europe, to go to another country, it's like for me in Washington going to New Jersey. I mean, it's a two-hour trip. Here, you have to get on a plane unless you border Mexico or Canada to get into another country. So, it's a big deal as a United States citizen to go to another country. And we were just talking about this yesterday with my aunt and uncle, my wife and I were, and we were talking about it, in Europe, you just get on the train, and it costs you $40 to go to another, I'm in Italy, I want to go to Switzerland. It costs you $40. Boom. Yeah. You're there in a few hours, five, 6 hours.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, that's an interesting way of looking at it, Richie. It is very different.
Though you could argue if you're from New York, going to Texas is like going to another country.
Yes, you could.
If you're in Oklahoma, going to Texas is like going to a different country.
Yeah. Yes, you could.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, there's a pithy comment. Roberta has capped our conversation on this. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea. Realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. Martin coated guitar strings, $6 per set. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
A former government employee known as David Petraeus here in Los Angeles yesterday, starting his countrywide apology tour. He said he regretted his extramarital affair that led to his resignation. Mm. Quote, needless to say, I join you keenly aware that I am regarded in a different light than I was a year ago. He was at a dinner honoring the ROTC. He, as you'll recall, he resigned in disgrace, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, that guy had a good career, and it just melted right in front of him.
So what happened to Paula Broadwell, who was the other half of this? Anybody hear anything from her in the last 3-4 months?
Hanging out with Monica Lewinsky.
Disappeared?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. He got a standing ovation at the event, and he cut the cake.
Hey, man, you got to admit, the guy did the job. He just...
Right. He succumbed to the thing that many succumbed to, unfortunately.
When you get that kind of power and notoriety,
I think nothing's going to touch you. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Corporation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I like radio better than I like TV. There was a guy named Gene Shepard.
Oh, my God. Gene Shepard. My God. He was the best communicator of his time.
He said, oh, everyone who's a fan of mine, wherever you are, if you're in the kitchen, you're in your bedroom, you're in a car, when I say three, I want you to blink a light that's close to you. And, of course, my father blinked the lights in the car, and I look up on this hill, and I saw this light going on and off.
Blinking.
Yeah, and I thought, wow, this thing called radio is so intimate, it is so powerful, that it reaches the people like this, and that gave me the bug for radio.
It's a great day, Doug Steffens, good day.
Going out so hot, just like you love it. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. It's so high.
And the winner is...
Hey, baby.
Justin Timberlake. He won because he married Jessica Biel. Not sure that was his first winning experience, however. Here's the latest winning experience for Mr. Timberlake. Was it last week or the week before? He was the host of Saturday Night Live.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. It was time, though, Kenny, to have attention brought to him on the eve of his latest album, The 2020 Experience, which the week after, as it debuted, this is, by the way, his 19th album. Man, has he been around?
Wow.
I guess he has been around. Anyway, so the first week, the album sold 968,000 units. 1 week. This is in the 22-year history of measuring. Nielsen now involved in measuring music in its debut week. It's the one of the few albums that's got over 900,000 hits in its debut week. So, very smart. This kid is a smart kid.
Sure is.
He was on not only the Saturday Night Live program, he was on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. He'd been on a lot of the other late night programs. Anyway. And wasn't he in NSYNC?
He was in NSYNC. That's how he got started.
Yeah.
So, and this is good stuff.
Apparently, their album sales are up as well.
He's got that good throwback kind of soulful voice that he's,
good, though.
He's bringing out now. He can act. He's been in a bunch of movies. He's funny. He does the Fallon and the Saturday Night Live thing well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's really got it, the package built, and he's got it going on.
Dear Doug Steffen.
Uh-oh. These usually start nice and end.
I'm not sure about that. Let's try this one on for size. Jody Smith writes, thank you for my prize. I got it yesterday. Jody's the one who got her prize this month.
Good. Congratulations.
I will definitely use the Good Day bags. We're giving away Good Day paraphernalia now. Hats and caps.
Sorry.
Play that, Rich?
No, I just hit a button by accident. Sorry.
Anyway, she says the bags are really pretty. Keep up the great talks. I enjoy Roberta. She's a crack-up.
Really? Can I have a good day back? I don't
More
know
than
why.
You know.
Yeah, for sure. More
I
than
want
you know.
A good day back.
This is from Tom Egan.
How come other people get them and I don't?
You
I
are
listen
a good
to
day
you.
Bag.
I never get anything.
She's an old good
no
day bag.
No one ever gives me anything.
Oh, my God. We've never had a dinner for
you
her.
You are the original good day bag.
Oh, God. All right, so here's another letter from Tom
I want
Egan.
A good day bag.
Hey, Tom.
We gonna listen to this? Or can I do this?
She's got a wine. She's the queen of cheese.
I listen to you here in Marathon, Florida every winter, even though I live in Lynn. So when you're in Lynn, you can listen to me at DougStefan.com. If you can't find me anyplace else, or how many different apps do we have? TuneIn Radio. We're on, if you go to Good Day Show on TuneIn, you can find the 24-hour channel. Anyway, when I'm home, I don't listen to the radio in the morning. But from listening to you here, I know that you're from Massachusetts. And he starts talking to me about tax. He lives in Florida for tax purposes because it costs so much in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And U.S. income taxes, yada, yada. How many people have done their taxes and are ready to turn them in?
Sending mine off to the accountant this week.
You have a refund coming?
Me, yes. I have kids and a mortgage. Yes.
We're on extension. I don't think we have filed our taxes on time in 35 years.
Really?
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatments. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arresttherisk.org.
I'm Julian Ritchie, Associate Vice President, Customer Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Rolldown. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to the lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90 days same as cash. Now valid for...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
After the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. May be all wrapped up in this discussion of gay marriage, which has been a prominent conversation this week. Going to add a few pages to your, maybe just a few thoughts to your overview. Maybe we'll get you to think about the issue in a different way. And that's part of the job here as we discuss some of the most important stories of the day here on Good Day with Rich and Jennifer not being here, Roberta picking up the slack on the female side of things. I'm in touch with my female side, so I help to balance out what what Richie is thinking, and Ken as well. Ken actually is a very interesting hypothesis responding to a lot of the arguments for gay marriage, or at least the things that have been said. The Bible says this, and this is that, and so we'll touch on those in a few minutes. How many of you are followers of Judge Judy? Judge Judy
know
on
who
television?
She is. Certainly know she's done well. She's very, very rich
from
her shows that she's created.
Yep, right. She and a fellow who was a manager of mine for a short period of time, Richard Lawrence here in Los Angeles, cooked up the idea of Judge Judy. They're both partners, and they have become fabulously wealthy to the point where Judge Judy paid $50,000 a few weeks ago for a china set. One of her producers sold his china set to her for $50K. The problem is that Randy and his wife are going through a nasty divorce. And apparently the wife says that the husband sold the china for much less than it was worth, and she wants it back. The tableware is supposedly worth $500,000.
What?
What in the world?
And the husband sold it without the wife's consent. So the wife is suing for the actual price of the china.
How is
as well
it
as
worth
punitive damages? I don't
How
know what kind
worth
of china.
What kind of china is it?
It's Chinese china. I don't know. What do you want from me? You think I know anything about china?
Let me tell you something.
I don't even know why it's called china.
Those pictures of Elvis on that china better be really good.
Good Lord.
Anyway, Judge Judy says, I don't own this. Owe this lady a cent.
$50,000.
Yeah. And anyway, she said, Judge Judy said to the reporter, asked her, if this woman would spend some time productively trying to find a job instead of abusing the judicial system with frivolous lawsuits, we'd all be better off. Can you imagine if she actually was on the television show, Judge Judy's show, with this?
Yeah.
Huh? $50,000.
I think if Judge Judy were to go to Cracker Barrel once a week, she probably could have collected the whole set a lot cheaper than $50,000.
All right. Yeah. Let's hear it for the Internal Revenue Service.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, so they pulled another fast one this week, and they're taking a ribbing for it, according to the story posted from today's show at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, what do they do now?
They've gone, Richie, where few companies have gone before.
Space, the final frontier?
Yes, they have. They, in a statement that they made earlier this week, they concede that they erred when they spent $50,000 of taxpayer money making a video ripping off basically Star Trek.
Have you seen this? I've seen it. It is so bad.
The space parody video is not reflective of overall video efforts, according to the IRS. They normally produce videos that are providing critical information to you as a taxpayer, and they're a cost effective unit of the federal government. So they say we don't do things like this normally. You have the audio from it, Richie?
Well, I have Star Trek. Let me go see if I can find
space.
The IRS.
Final
Star Trek.
Yeah. They also have a separate video parody of Gilligan's Island, which is said to provide valuable training to those people who are working for the IRS. That one cost them $60,000. Videos came to light after Congressman Charles Bustany, chairman of the House Ways and Means Oversight Committee, demanded the IRS provide more information about what its video budget was all about. And so this stuff is when this stuff came to light. Crazy. Here, but I think it's Kenny, is this stuff posted on we? I don't know if we had the video or we just had a picture from the video.
The voyages of the starship.
There's a picture in the story.
There you go. Its never-ending mission is to seek out new tax forms, to explore strange new regulations, to boldly go where no government employee has gone before. Captain's log, stardate 8.23.2110. We received a distress call from the planet Notax in the ATAC system. According to their leaders, the planet civilization has degraded to anarchy. Chaos rules over order. We sent a landing party to assess the situation and report back. We hope we're not too late.
I'm receiving incoming reports from the landing party. But it's difficult to hear, Captain. There's poor reception.
Fascinating.
Think's fascinating.
Attempting to modulate the frequency now.
Sorry about the uniforms, Captain. The dry cleaner gave me the wrong order. Starlight coffee while you wait, sir. It's better than McDonald's and only twice the price.
No can do, yummy. I've already spent my per diem for the day.
Coming in clear now, Captain. Shall I open a channel?
This is so bad.
On screen.
This is as bad as you think it is. I cannot take my eyes off of it. It's so bad that I cannot stop watching it because you know it's going to get worse.
You know what reminds me of? Years ago at Universal Studios in Orlando, they had like a Star Trek where you could immerse yourself into it and they gave you a script and you looked at a blue screen and the backgrounds. And I don't know if you remember that. That's what this looks like.
Man,
good work.
Your tax dollars,
$60,000. I
How in the world? Hard work. These people.
I'd rather have Judge Judy's China for $50,000.
Yeah,
with Elvis on him.
Unbelievable. All right. Anyway, so you can find the story posted at DougStephan.com. A lot of people this week talking about the gay marriage. The issue before the Supreme Court, there are two different issues, actually. I thought it was interesting that Bill O'Reilly, there are people protesting Fox now, demanding that Roger Ailes fire Bill O'Reilly because...
Good luck with that. Let me know how it works out for you.
Yeah, he's the number one guy, by the way, on Fox, because you didn't know this. He said Tuesday that the compelling argument is on the side of homosexuals in the fight for gay marriage and that the other side hasn't been able to do anything but thump the Bible. O'Reilly said that he had no strong feelings about gay marriage, but the idea that we Americans, we want to get married, that's cool. It's much stronger than the opposing side. O'Reilly said he supports these kind of unions and always has. So, in light of that and some of the other things that have come out about gay marriage, people calling all the time, they dial this program and other programs that you hear, and they say things like the Bible says gay marriage is an abomination. Yes!
Yeah.
Marriage should not be redefined. Yes. Gay marriage will attack and demean the sanctity of marriage. Yes. Homosexuality is unnatural. That's what the Bible says. So some people say, Kenny, you did a little research into this and found that there were some interesting things that are true and maybe not true about, and you did a nice job venting here. So why don't you let's go to the homosexuality is unnatural statement and what science has proved over the years.
Well, just over the even the last 20 years, they've chronicled over 1,500 species on Earth that all exhibit homosexual behavior, and this includes but is not limited to cats, dogs, cows, bears, dolphins, giraffes, horses, lions, raccoons, owls, chickens, penguins, seagulls, salmon, chicken, lizards, snakes, turtles, frogs, butterflies, cockroaches, goats, elephants, and houseflies.
I wonder, how do they figure out cockroaches can be homosexual?
It's technical.
That's what chickens. I want to know.
Oh, my God.
Man, next time I go to Popeyes, it's going to be a whole different experience.
Give me the homosexual chicken, please. I want an extra special order.
And their gay chicken up there, please. I'm not even going to get into the sauce.
Oh, some of these people are unbelievable. All right, Richie, you have a caller there, Thomas in North Carolina, who, when listening to the discussions that we've heard all the week long from the people protesting in Washington, thinks it's the end of the line for our country.
I think this is another nail in the coffin of the United States. It's against God's law, and one of these days we'll have to answer for it. It's not right. I don't care who says what, and it seems like the Democratic Party has come a party right out of hell, really, if you look at it. Right. They murdered the unborn, and they're pushing this on the people now. Whether it doesn't matter what the people really think, but one of these days we'll have to give an account for it to you. No matter what we think, one day we'll stand before God and give an account for this.
Okay.
You know, and we were having this conversation over the weekend for a group of people. This is such a complex issue because of government.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
why is the government involved?
And that's what the Supreme Court is saying. You know, listen, yep. we don't define marriage. We will say that the DOMA Act, Defense of Marriage Act, mm-hmm. Does seem to exclude people. So
yep.
It does seem
you're gonna throw it out.
That's unconstitutional.
Yep. Get yep.
And hey, that's cool. It does cut people out, so it is unconstitutional. No problem. But then you say, okay, let the states handle it. Well, the only problem there, what a great idea. Okay, if the state wants to have it, great. If the state doesn't want to have it, great. Everybody move to where you want to live and everybody's happy, right?
Right.
Except for the 1,100 federal laws that this is just intertwined in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to manage that
regarding
between the states,
of property and
right,
stuff like that.
Between the states
adoption.
And the feds. So when you go pay taxes in this state that allows gay marriage versus this state that doesn't allow gay marriage, and then you do your federal taxes, there's just this big huh. I don't know what to do, and that's where all the government created this problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And these people, the Supreme Court. You could tell they were getting cranky toward
right.
the end if you saw any of the video because they don't want all of this pressure.
It's not their job.
No.
To define it.
Yeah. Well.
You're starting to sound like a Democrat, Rich.
No, I'm not at all. I want the states to be able to decide on their own. And if the people in your state decide that this should be law, fine. Make a law. If they decide it shouldn't be law, fine. Don't make it a law. If you don't like what your state has, move to the state next door that does.
But then again, what do you do with taxes? What do you do with inheritance? What
and
do you
that's
do with
where
adoption?
I don't sound like a Democrat is because I'm like, the government hacked this all.
So
it's
in one state,
by the way,
you can adopt children, in another state you can't?
Right.
What if
yeah.
you move from one state to another? Suddenly the adoption is illegal.
Exactly.
What about the child who's adopted? You go from one state to another. Suddenly the child is not adopted.
It's a mess.
Complete and total mess. There has to be a law on the federal level that defines all this.
All right,
you
can
can't
go
have
back
50
to,
separate laws here.
I want to go back to Star Trek for a minute.
50 seconds. Countries.
I just did a little Googling on this while you guys were talking because I'm so tired of listening to these games. Thing I go, it just so after I read the O'Reilly thing, okay, I'm on to the next thing. So Shatner is in on the act now. He says he's appalled by the IRS's spoof of Star Trek. He said the person that played the captain didn't look like me at all.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
Yeah.
A tall, thin black guy.
You gotta love Phil Schatt.
Oh my God, he's so funny. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the people who serve us, who protect our freedoms. The people who put on the uniform, the military in the United States, have done what we've asked them to do.
You're seriously going to go out of a conversation about gay chicken at Popeyes and Bill Shatner and the IRS doing Star Trek.
We appreciate them, even if they are gay or maybe gay.
Get into a Purple Heart commercial.
I am, Richard.
Yes. This I got to say. Go ahead.
Well, you're hearing it now. Move very smoothly into this discussion.
Smooth.
It's very smooth. I want you to join me in thinking about our veterans and getting them the help that they need and deserve. You know, there's such a difference between whether you serve in the National Guard or the regular standing army, even though they all do the same thing. The people in the Guard really are the ones who are getting screwed around. And so, in order to fix that, here comes the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They're dedicated to seeing that all veterans get the same kind of support, whether it's for things that have to do with their health, compensation, education, that sort of thing. They will help you out. But they need help to stay in business, to stay around, to help the veterans. And that's why we ask you to give to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Go online to purpleheartcars.org or call them at 877-743-1631.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps to boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now.
Just call 1-800-491-5856.
Be the guy you used to be.
Just call 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Yeah.
radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we really are into, is this the first full week of spring?
That's it. That is it.
Oh, springtime. The start of a new season. So let's spring into action and work on looking better for the summertime. In no time at all, you're going to be going over for barbecues. That's in the next month or so, right? The barbecues start. And maybe you'll pack up your car with the family and head out to the beach. You want to look your best. So why not start with brightening up those teeth of yours? Some of you don't have pearly white teeth. And that's exactly why we're having this conversation today with Dr. Martin Ginniger, who is one of America's most well-known dentists, expert in the science of cleaning your teeth. And Dr. Ginniger, it's good to have you back here again. I want to underscore that there are two important phone numbers for listeners to remember. We're going to tell you how to get power swabs in a moment after Dr. Ginniger explains some of the things that are going on in his research and how he came up with power swabs. But the other thing, you have 4 minutes from right now to be the first caller at 888-302-3684. That's the normal Doug Steffen Good Day line. 888-302-DOUG and win this power swab kit that we talk about, the 7-day kit. Use power swabs, whiten up your teeth. You'll get a free trial, 7-day kit, power swabs, 888-302-3684 if you call us right now. All right, so Dr. Ginniger, the sun is out. People are getting out of their homes. This is a good time to start whitening your teeth. Why is that?
Well, it really is one of the best times to begin because spring is a time of new beginnings, renewal, and one of the best ways that everyone can give themselves a great new beginning on whatever they want to start in their life is to have white teeth. For example, there's recent university research that shows that people with white teeth on average look 13 years younger than their counterparts with yellow teeth.
So that must be why people are attracted to me, because my teeth are so white. That's it. I look 13 years younger because I have white teeth. See, Richie, this could happen to you as well.
I'm on it right now.
Right, exactly. And one of the best things about power swabs that I've talked about since we first started telling people about how good this is the fact that it's so safe. There's no chemical, there's no bleaches in it, no sand, the stuff that is in most of the other products that are around that supposedly whiten your teeth, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Power swabs is different from all the other products that have all these harsh bleaches and acids or abrasives in it. It's completely abrasive-free and relies on this natural coconut-derived tooth detergent that I've developed that actually lifts the stains off of teeth, does it rapidly, so you'll see a result in less than 5 minutes, your first time you use it, and it works on all dental surfaces, not only your natural teeth, but also on dentured teeth, caps, crowns, veneers. Power Swabs really is a remarkable new product, and I know I'm the inventor of many of the products that are out there, and I'm telling you, Power Swabs works better than anything else.
All right, so how did you come up with, how does one find, using whatever scientific method you used, how did you come up with, who thought first, I guess maybe, is the question about using a coconut substance to clean your teeth?
Well, I knew from, you know, I'm a dental researcher, and I've done work on a lot of products that are out there, and I know that bleach alone, which is basically the formula of all the other products out there, bleach alone has no ability to remove any stain. So that can't really be good.
Well, it can't be good anyway. Bleach, when you think about bleach, how good can that be to even put in your body?
Exactly. So I was thinking, what can I find out there that's more natural and healthy and a better way of really whitening teeth? So after a lot of research in my lab, believe me, this isn't just something I developed overnight. I started working on this in 2004 and 2005. We found this great ingredient that's derived from coconuts that has this rapid ability to remove stains from teeth. It's really amazing, and it does so rapidly. It does it on all dental surfaces, and truly, you're going to see a result in just 5 minutes after the first time you use it. Go to the website and see actual pictures of people who started out using the product, and then look at them 5 minutes later. And then if you go 7 days, you're going to see about a 6 shades difference, and you won't need these harsh abrasives, acids, and harsh chemicals to whiten your teeth.
All right, so if you drink a lot of coffee, tea, you smoke a lot, you drink a lot of wine, this is the fix for you. It's easy to use, no messy trays, no strips, none of that stuff. And the clinical studies show that in using it just once, your teeth are going to be 2 shades whiter in just 5 minutes. 6 shades whiter in 7 days. And that's what we have for Christopher in Fort Pierce, who was the first person that called to get a free 7-day Power Swabs kit. You can get yours by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get 50% off the retail price. Power, power, Power Swabs.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.